Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marim Rossi Sheyichyu. Nishmas Maris Esther Vasrib Shmuel. Roschan Ritzon Marzot Achan Ritz Meir Zev. Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvir Valenzen Zisha Ben Reb Yosef. And the schus for Fuas Rus Vaktura Bastila Rovida. Chaya Chana Basar and Adel. And Chaya Viva Bastila Sultana. Mzor Le Bas Rivka. The Gemara, and this is based on Torah, Amor Rabbi Agon Agadol, Rav Moshe Zatzal. The Gemara Psachim discusses the Choymer Din Tainis Tzibur Shel Tisha B'Av. Imu Nigzal Melechatchil Yeske Choymer Shel Yom Kippur. This is the Tainis Tzibur of Tisha B'Av, like Yom Kippur. It says there, Amar Shmuel Ein Tainis Tzibur B'Bavel Ela Tisha B'Av Bilvad. Behemshech HaGemara Mevi'a Braita. אין בין תשעה באב ליום הכיפורים אלא שזה ספקו אסור וזה ספקו מותר. ודנה הגמרא על איזה ספק מדובר, אם ספק של בין השמשות או ספק אחר. הכל פנים, אנו מוצאים כאן השוואה מסוימת. We see a comparison in the Gemara between the Tzom of Tisha B'Av and the Tzom of Yom Kippur. And בהמשך הגמרא, we see that the comparison is that on Tisha B'Av, נאסרו כל העינויים שנאסרו ביום הכיפורים כרחיצה ונילס הסנדל. Normally in Tainis Tzibur we don't have an Isser Rechitz and Nilitz a Sandal, but on Tisha B'Av we do. So you see the special Choymer to the same Tisha B'Av. We learn in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Al Shisha Chadashim HaShluchim Yotzim. 6 months the Shluchim go out to tell people that there's a new month. Nisan Mipnei HaPesach, Al Av Mipnei HaTainis, Al El Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. Nisan, because people have to know when Pesach is, Av, people have to know when Tisha B'Av is, El, people have to know when Rosh Hashanah is. Shoelet HaGemara V'lef Gunami Al Tammuz V'Al Tevet. Why don't they also go out on Tammuz and on Tevis? That'd be a good idea. They also have Tanios, Shavuot Sarba Tammuz, Sarba Tevis. Sarba Tevis, the Rabbanut HaRashit said, is Yom HaShoah. So B'chlal, it's at Yom HaShoah Desh. Obviously, Yom HaShoah came a few weeks after the Gemara. So, the Gemara continues, Domar Rav Chama Bar Bizna. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, "Koy Omar Hashem, Tzvokos Tzoyim Harivi, V'Tzoyim Hachamishi, V'Tzoyim Haasir Shvi, V'Tzoyim Haasiri, Yia LeBeis Yehuda LeSasson LeSimcha, Kori LeTzoyim, V'Kori LeSasson V'Simcha, Bizman SheYesh Shalom, Yu LeSasson LeSimcha, Ein Shalom Tzoyim." Omer Rashi. שיש שלום שאין יד העובדי כוכבים תקיפה על ישראל. ואז כשיש שלום, יהיו לססון ולשמחה. ולהפך, הם אסורים בהספד ותענית. וכאשר אין שלום, אז צריך לצום. So it says in the pasuk that these days, these fast days of the 4th month, the 5th month, the 7th month, and the 10th month will be days of joy in the future. But they're also fast days. They're called Tzom. So when is what? So if there's Shalom, then Sasson Simcha. If there's peace, then they're going to be for joy. And if there's no peace, then they're going to be fast days. And Rashi says, Sheyesh Shalom, that the Goyim are not in power over the Jewish people. ואז כשיש שלום, אל ביססן על שמחה. ולהפך, not only is it ססן על שמחה, there are also בהספד ותיינס. And when there's no shalom, then you have to fast. So these are fast days. Tammuz, Teves, Tammuz is the 4th month. Teves is the 10th month. Agamara Mesika. Amar of Papa, Hachika Amar. Bizman she yesh shalom yulis asonu lisimcha. Yesh gzerat malchut. Tzom. Ein gzerat malchut vein shalom. Ratzu mit anin. Ratzu ein mit anin. So the Gemara concludes in the name of Rav Papa as follows. If there's shalom, it's going to be sasin ulasimcha. If there's exeras malchus, there's no shalom, it's going to be itzom. If it's the middle ground, there's no exeras malchus, but there's no shalom, then they have a choice. If they want, they can fast. If they don't want, they cannot fast. If there's exeras malchus, there's no choice. If there's shalom, if things are perfect, then sasen ola simcha. But if it's the middle ground, when there's no exeras malchus, when there's no all, there's no specific yoke, there's no specific zera l'ra'as yisoel, but there's also not shalom, because the yad ha'goyim is takifa aleinu. The goyim are in power over us, but there are no gzeres before. So in such a matziv, and we have a choice. If we want, we can fast. And if we want, we cannot fast. If it's gzeres malchus, we have to fast. And if it's shalom, if things are great, if the Jewish people are in control, are in power, sasen ola simcha. And if there's the yoke of goyim is upon us, but there's no gzeres malchus, then we have a choice whether or not to fast. It's optional. Lemaisa, the minig is to fast, says the Ran, Dalar Amar Aleph Bedape Arif, Udamrin and Hocha, the Haini Shah Tsaros, Bar Mites Baob Barotsu Talia, Mistabra, the Afilu Hurgulis Anois, by Amrinan de Shavinhu Alai Uchoiva, the Ho, Mida Akshinan, Velif Gunami Atamus Vateves, Mash Mishurgulis Anos Behem. אפילו אחרי מסכינה דרוצו אין מסענים. ולק על המי מרכבן דמי קורא ברוצו טליה מלסה אף הפי דהש תקבלין וחוי ולוי חמירי כולי היי דלב כושלוכם עליו. דמייסה דחוי ונין הוא עמי לוי. אלא ועדי כדה מורן לפי זה נחצו מספר מתס ואהב. ברוצו טליה. אומר הרן, that we say over here that these other tzaros besides Tisha B'Av are תלוי ברוצו, it depends on whether they wanted. It's mistav that even if they're accustomed to fasting, we don't say that it's a chova. Gemara asks, why don't we go out on Tammuz and on Teves? It's mashma that on these days we're accustomed to fasting. And nevertheless, this maskana is that we have the option of not fasting. You can't say that since Me'ikara, it's talui bera, it's talui beratzu, whether or not they wanted. Even though now they're a makabel chova. So therefore, it's not so chamor that shiluchim should go out. If you're going to say that it's obligatory, why shouldn't shiluchim go out? In other words, you might want to say that since originally it's Talui and Ratzu, even though now they were Makabla as a Chova, now it is a Kabbalah's Chova. We were Makabla, we did accept it as an obligation. But since Meikara it's Talui and Ratzu, it's not so Chomer that Shluchim should go out on it. You can't say that. Because if it's Taka Chova, if we were Makabla as a Chova, why not? Shluchim should go out. Elevadai Kiam Dam Maran. It's like we said, it's not a Chova. The minig is to fast, but it's not a chova, and therefore shluchim don't go out. And therefore, b'zman hazeh, says the Chan, these tzomos, except for Tisha B'Av, atolei b'rotzu. Lachen me'achar v'zo reshut, lo yotzim shluchim, al tamuz v'tevet. Kach da'ato shel Aran, sheze talui b'ratzu. Im rotzim mit'anim, v'im lo rotzim, lo mit'anim. Elo she'im mit'anim, yesh lezeh din shel ta'anit. ולא צריך לקבל עליו מבעוד יום כבתענית יחיד. So you have the option, but if you fast, it has a din tainis, and you don't have to be makabel it mabod yom, most fast, tainis yochid. When you do a tainis yochid, what you have to do is you have to makabel it the previous day before dark. So you don't have to over here, because these are already have a din fast even without your special kabbalah. Gevaldik. Mamshich Haran ve'omer kach. Ela she'aramban kosav b'sefer Torah Sodom. Rotzu roiv Yisrael v'eskimu sheloi le'es'anois, ko'amrinan she'ein beizdin matrichim aleihem le'es'anois. Ve'achshav kvar rotzu v'nogu le'es'anois, lefichoch osur liyochid lifroitz gidrom, ve'kol she'ken bedoirois halolu, she'arei bo'evoneseinu harabim, she'abonoseinu she'robu, yesh gzeiro b'Yisrael ve'ein, Shalom, Hilkoch, Chayovin Hakolis Anois Midivre Kabbalah, Vitakonis Nevim, Umidina Kulu Arba Tsoimois Asurim Berechitza, Uvesicha, Uvenilas Sandal, Uvetash Mishamita, Umafsikim Behemibuid Yuim Kibetishabov, Tlegora Gzeras Nevim, Migzeras Bezdin Betanios, Mtsoios Vachroinois Tainu. Taniyos Tzibur Kasher based in Goizum Shisan Walag Shomim. The Asiri Kol Hani Kedi Isa Begemora Bemeseches Tainis. Void the Kol the Tikun Nevim Keindoi Raisa Tikun. The Asu Arbot Soimus Kiyoma Kipurim Leinui. The Idno Kemen Shinogu Lisanois Beloinogu Lachumrois Alolu. Mashmed the Meikora Kach Rotsu Lisanois Bulvad. Abaloi Rotsu Linoi Boisan Achumrois. The Kevin the Hani Borotson Tolui. Tolu harshus biyodom, avol meikir takona vaday asurim bekulam. Says the Ramban, quoted by the Ran, that today the minhag is that we fast. Therefore, it's usur for a yochid to be poyreid together. Certainly, in our generations, that there's gzeiros biyisrael, there's no shalom. Therefore, everybody is obligated to fast midivrei kabbalah, takonas nevim, and midina. Even the arba tzoymis besides Tisha B'Av are forbidden in rechitza, sicha, uveni'ilas hasandal, uvetash mishamita, and you're mafsik mib'oid yoim like on Tisha B'Av, you start the previous day, before nightfall, like Tisha B'Av dika fast, because gzeiras nevim is no less than gzeiras beizdin in the fast, the middle and last fast that we fast, the community fast for rain, where these things are usur, and therefore it's these things are usur, just like the rain fasts. Rain fast is based in this is Takonas Nevi'im. This is Harber, this is more Chamu. And also call the Tikun Nevi'im Kein Doi Raisa Tikun. And therefore, since the Tzom of Yom Kippur is Doi Raisa, and we have the Chameshes HaInuyim, so too, these fasts have Chameshes HaInuyim. But today, since the Minag is Lis Anois, and we aren't Noeg these Chumrois of we are knowing these chumos. Mashmid meikora kach rotzu lesanois bilvad. So it's a mashmid that the Kabbalah was only lesanois, but not to be knowing those chumos. And since these are totally berotzu, harishus biyodom. So they have every right. Even they have every right not to, since it's Tali Baratsu, as he starts off. And he says, Va'achshav kvar rotsu v'nogu lis'anois. Even though he says, V'kol shekein b'doros halalu sh'arei b'abonoseinu, yesh gzeiro b'yisrael v'ein sholei. Ha'chayav v'nakol lis'anois midivrei kabbalah. But he starts off and he says, Va'achshav kvar rotsu v'nogu lis'anois. So if we go with that mahalach of nogu lisanois, so they have the right to say, okay, we're going to fast, but we're not going to keep the chameshes ha'inuyim. Again, but the Ramban says that b'doyros halolu Yesh gzeira vein shalom. So everyone's chayim midibre kabbalah. So I don't know how b'doros halolu you get away without not doing the chamesh sinuyim. Akolponim, kol anidon kan, בר"ן וברמב"ן הוא על חומר דין שאר תעניות. So this is about how stringent the other תעניות are. אבל על תשעה באב כתוב דבר נוסף, וכן מפורש במסכת תענית, תניא אידך. רבי שמעון בן גמליאל אומר, כל אוכל ושותה בתשעה באב, כאילו אוכל ושותה ביום הכיפורים. כאן נאמר דין נוסף של ההשוואה ליום הכיפורים. המדובר הוא על אכילה ושתייה בתשעה באב. כתוב כאן חומר נוסף, שהחומר שנתנו לתשעה באב is like Yom Kippur. If you fast in Tisha, it's like fasting on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara doesn't tell us why. If you eat on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, it's like eating on Yom Kippur. What's the pshat? הרמב״ם כותב בפרק ה' מהלכות תעניות, יש שם ימים שכל ישראל מתענים בהם מפני הצרות שיראו בהם, כדי לעורר הלבבות ולפתוח דרכי תשובה, ויהיה זה זיכרון למעשינו הרעים ומעשי אבותינו, שיהיה כמעשינו עתה עד שגרם להם ולנו אותן הצרות, שבזיכרון דברים אלו נשוב להיטיב, שנאמר והתוודו את אבונם ואת אבון אבותם ואלו הם וכו'. הוא ממשיך ומונה את כל התעניות, ולאחר מכן הוא כותב, right first the Rambam says, that there are days that we fast because of the tzaras that happen, to arouse the hearts, to open up the pathways of tshuva, and this is a memory for our evil deeds, and the deeds of our forefathers, that are like our deeds now, and it caused them and us these tzaras, and when we remember these things, we will be good again. As it says, v'svadu es avoyne v'savon avoysam. And here they are. And then he enumerates the Taniyos. And then he writes, Ve'arbat yemei tzomot ha'elu harei meforashim b'kabbalah, v'tzom ha'revi'i, v'tzom ha'chamishi, v'tzom ha'shvi'i, v'tzom ha'asiri. Tzom ha'revi'i zet shebasar b'tamuz, shu b'chodesh ha'revi'i. Tzom ha'chamishi zet tishabov, shu b'chodesh ha'chamishi. Tzom ha'shvi'i zet shlosha b'tishrei, shu b'chodesh ha'shvi'i. Tzom ha'asiri zet ha'asara b'tevet, shu b'chodesh ha'asiri. ונהגו כל ישראל בזמנים אלו לתנות ב-13 באדר זכר לתענית שתנו בני אמן. שנאמר דברי עצמות וזעקתם. So we have over here the various fasts that we're all knowing. צום הרבי is שבעשר בתמוז in the fourth month. חמישי is תשע באב in the fifth month. Obviously we're starting to count from Nisan as the Torah says. Tzom HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia, 3rd of Tishrei. Tzom HaAsiri is Sar B'Teves. And then we fast on these days and also on the 13th of Adar, Tainis Esther. And when we fast these fast days, we're going to do Tshuva, as it says, V'svadu es avoinam ves avoin avoisam. V'pashtut katuv kan, shekol ha'taniyot ha'ele hem ta'aniyot, kedei leftoach darkei Tshuva. לכן כמובן זה לא מבאר, כי אם כן, צריכה להיות שכל התעניות יהיו כיום הכיפורים. אולם אנו רואים שלא די בעובדה שהתעניות האלה כולם כדי לעורר ולפתוח דרכי תשובה, שהוא זיכרון למעשינו הרעים ומתוך כך נשוב להיטיב. כדי לומר שגם כל מי שאוכל ושותה ביתר התעניות הוא כאילו אוכל ושותה ביום הכיפורים. So why aren't the other fast days like Yom Kippur? If the word is we're doing tshuva like Yom Kippur, so we only find that Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur. But not the other fast days. So what's the difference? So what's the miyuchad shebet tisha b'av? The fact that we're doing tshuva is not enough. What's so special about tisha b'av that we can equate tisha b'av to Yom Kippur? Tammuz. Start with the Yalkut. The Yalkut at the end of Parashas Pinchas. Amar Reb Levi, b'chol chodesh v'chodesh shebekaitz b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten liYisrael moed. B'nisan natan lehem Pesach. B'yar natan lehem Pesach katan. B'sivan natan atzeret. בתמוז היה בדעתו ליתן להם מועד גדול, ועשו עגל, ובטל תמוז ואב ואלול, ובת תשרי, ופרה להם ראש השנה, ויום הכיפורים והחג. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, לאחרים הוא פורע ושלו אינו נותר, תן לו יומו, ביום השמיני עצרת תהיה לכם. Every month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Jews a holiday. He loves us. Nisan, Pesach. Iyar, Pesach Kod and Pesach Sheni. Sivan, Shavuos. Tammuz was supposed to be a big holiday. We made the Egel. We lost Tammuz of an Elul. Comes Tishrei, and he gives us back. He repays us with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Tishrei is paying up the other months. It has Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. It's paying off the 3 months Tammuz of an Elul that didn't get a holiday to give Tishrei its own holiday, and that's Shmini Atzeres. Such that the Chalukah was supposed to be Tammuz of Elul Tishrei. Tammuz should have been Rosh Hashanah. Of Tisha B'Av should have been Yom Kippur. Elul should have been Sukkot. And Shemini Atzeres was supposed to be in Tishrei. That's how it comes out according to this Medrash. Because Tammuz of and Elul were paid back in Tishrei with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So Tammuz is Rosh Hashanah, of Tisha B'Av is Yom Kippur, Elul Sukkot, and then Tishrei gets its Shemini Atzeres. And Tammuz was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. We know Rosh Hashanah is Yom Briyat HaAdam. זה היום תחילת מעשיך הזיכרון ליום ראשון. וייצר השם אלוקים את האדם אפר מן האדמה. It says, וייצר, he created man from the dust of the earth with two yuds. חזר דרשן. שאדם נוצר בשתי יצירות. יצירה בעולם הזה, ויצירה לעולם הבא. ולאחר מכן נאמר, ויניחהו בגן עדן. בורא העולם הניח את האדם בגן עדן. ומלכתחילה נוצר כדי להיות פה. וכבר להיות במצב של עולם הבא. We're supposed to be Olam Habadik. But now that man was ejected, expelled from Gan Eden, and we lost the second Yud, Yitzira B'Olam Hazi, Yitzira B'Olam Haba, we lost our Olam Haba. When was that finished? It was finished at Kabbalah HaTorah. Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet, V'Chaye Olam Nata B'Tochenu. So here we have the conclusion of the Yetzira Lo'ilam Ahaba Shal Tzura Sa'odom. Gemar Matan Torah Ya Tzich Liyot B'Yom Kabbalat Haluchot. So the finishing of the Yetzira Sa'odom was in Kabbalah HaTorah, where eternal life was given to us. The conclusion of Matan Torah was supposed to be on the day of Kabbalah Haluchot and Shavu Asar B'Tamuz. V'osu Egel U'Botol Tamuz. And the Jews made the Egel, and we lost our Tamuz, like Chazal say. וכך לא נגמרה קבלת התורה, אבל המועד הזה תמוז, נקבע מלך התחילה. בסיוון, ביחד תליטה נתנה תורה. 40 יום אחר כך הייתה נתינת התורה, צריכה להיגמר. So what was supposed to be? It was supposed to be the Torah was started, it was given in Gemara Har Sinai, in Sivan, and then in Tammuz, it was supposed to be finished, the Luchos. Moshe was supposed to bring down the Luchos. That was Yom Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikaron Liyom Rishoin. Ze Aya Yom Briyat HaAdam HaAmiti. Kan Nivra HaAdam. Nimsa Shebemet, in other words, that's when man is created, because that's when we're getting the Luchos. Because the Tzura HaSa'odam, the true Tzura HaSa'odam, is with Kabbalah HaTorah. Nimsa Shebemet, Hayom Hazeh, Tzarich Haya Liyot Rosh Hashanah. לכאורה, אין לזה טעם, איך היא תעשי ראש השנה באמצע תמוז, in the middle of the summer. What's going on over here? So the truth is, this is היום תחילת מעשיך. יום יציר הסעודם זה ראש השנה, that's the Seder Olam. And that's the day of the Kabbalah Haluchos. Shavu Asar B'Tamuz was supposed to celebrate that, that was supposed to be a day of celebration, but they made the Egel and it was bottled. That was בשנה הראשונה לצאת בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. The sending of the Meraglim was afterwards in the second year. The Meraglim were sent in order to bring and give Klal Yisrael the truth. What Kalev and Yoshua said. הם היו צריכים להביא לכלל ישראל, וכלל ישראל היה צריך לקבל מהם את הטובה ארץ מאוד מאוד. הם צריכים להביא לכלל ישראל את התשוקה, את התפיסה, שזה בעצם המקום שבו קבע בורא העולם שאנו צריכים להיות. ובו אנו צריכים... What was supposed to be is that Yoshua and Kalev come back and we were supposed to be Makabel the Tova Eretz Ma'od Ma'od and have a tshuka to come to Eretz Yisrael, that this is the place where we're supposed to be. This is the place where we're supposed to keep the Torah. It says in the Tanchuma, Ad shelo nivchera Eretz Yisrael ayu kol ha'aratzot ksherot ledibur. Mi shenivchera Eretz Yisrael nifsilu kol ha'aratzot. משנבחרה ארץ ישראל נפסלו כל הארצות ואין אפשרות להקים בית להשם או אף משכן קבוע אפילו במה קבועה אלא רק בארץ ישראל. Once Eretz Yisrael is chosen, all the other lands were disqualified. You can't have a Beis HaMikdash there, can't have a Mishkan, can't even have a Bama, only in Eretz Yisrael. And that's besides the Kedushas HaKarka, only in Eretz Yisrael we have that. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is holy, the base Shechina, that's the Kedusha of Seidel Kodshin. The fact that in Eretz Yisrael there's Kedushas Karka, Fetrumas, and Maislus, and Shvius, that's the Kedusha of Seidel Zroim, Kedushas Karka. But there's also Kedushas HaMokom. Eretz Yisrael is the place that the Jews are supposed to be. That's the land that... Klal Yisrael is supposed to bring out fruits from. If we were Zerche, Klal Yisrael would be Makabel Eretz Yisrael properly. The Maharal is Megale that what the Meraglim caused was that the door Yotzei Mitzrayim isn't coming into Eretz Yisrael. And the depth of that is that Yitzias Mitzrayim is Lechudakoi. And Bias HaAretz is also L'chud HaKoy. Yitzias Mitzrayim stands alone, and Bias HaAretz stands alone. It's not one Hemshech, it's not one continuum. You can have Yitzias Mitzrayim without Bias HaAretz, you can have Bias HaAretz without Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not a Hemshech. And that's not a good thing. That there's no Hemshech between Yitzias Mitzrayim. We needed Yitzias Mitzrayim because that's when we were born. But that it's that Knesset Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be a Hemshech from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's the Shorash HaChorban of Tisha B'Av. That's just like there's no possibility of Klal Yisrael without Yitzias Mitzrayim. There should be no Mitzias of Klal Yisrael without going into Eretz Yisrael. And now we see no. Tisha B'Av. The Meraglim come back and they cry. And now they can't go into Eretz Yisrael. We're called Yotzei Mitzrayim. We're called Ivrim, like it says in Shmos Rabbah. Ve'amarta elav Elokei, Hashem Elokei Ivrim nikra eleinu. Why Elokei Ivrim? Alshim shavru yam. Ivrim avru yam. We passed the sea. That's our name. The lead of Klal Yisrael was B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're Yotzei Mitzrayim, we're Oivrei Yom, that's Klal Yisrael. Ulam HaKnisa La'aretz is davar nosaf. The Etzem Shem Klal Yisrael isn't Mechayiv that we should go into Eretz Yisrael. It's not Mechubar L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zenitik, Zeniadavar b'fneatzmo, it becomes independent. Yitzias Mitzrayim is one thing. Knisa la'aretz that you can't take from us. Knisa la'aretz it's something else, and that you can take from us. If not for the Cheira Meraglim, the Knisa Teretz Yisrael would be a hemshech of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Gemar Yitzias Mitzrayim. There'd be no Mitzius of Klal Yisrael without Knesset Eretz Yisrael, without going into the land. But Luchos were broken on Shavuos Tammuz, and in the same way, the Knesset Eretz Yisrael was broken on Tisha B'Av. Shavuos Tammuz Kabbalah HaTorah wasn't finished Ketikuna, and we weren't Zerche Luchas HaRishayim, they were broken. Tisha B'Av, we lost Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was broken. So now, Kuchol she'en lano makom acher, reish Yitziat Mitzrayim atzma mitbatelet. Zoi ha-tochecha achrona b'sof ha-tochot shal parashat ki tavo. Ha-klala achrona she'ba-achronot b'sof ha-tzadik et klalot. שבמשנה תורה, שכפי הנראה אנחנו נמצאים בהם היום, כמו שבר מבואר בדברי הרמב"ן הידועים, גם בפרשת בחוקותיי וגם בפרשת כי תבוא, שבפרשת תוכחה של בחוקותיי, של תורת כהנים שייכת לחורבן בית ראשון, היא התקיימה בחורבן בית ראשון, ושל כי תבוא בחורבן בית שני. מצבנו היום, זה המשך חורבן בית שני. אחרונים שלא נתגלה אבונם, לא נתגלה קיצם, כתוב ביום התת עמוד ב'. אנחנו בהמשך מצב של חורבן. בכל הכללות שנאמרו, ככל שהן מתקדמות, ההמשך של הכללות מחמיר והולך, כפי שמפורש בדברי חז"ל. זה סוד של מה ששנינו בסוף סוטה, מיום שחרב בית המקדש, אין יום שאין בו כללה. וכתוב שם בגמרא, אמר רבא בכל יום ויום, מרובה כללתו משל חברו, משום שהכללות מחמירות והולכות, גדלות והולכות, ומדובר כאן על בית שני. כל יום ויום יש בו תוספת כללה על אתמול. So there's a famous רמב"ן who says that בית ראשון is the kללות of parashas בחוקותיי, that חורבן, and בית שני is the חורבן the klalos of Parshas Kisavo. We're a hemshech of Churban Bayis Sheni today. And the klala keeps increasing, as it says in the Gemara, and as we've experienced throughout the last 2,000 years. The last klala in Kisavo is Ve'eshivcha Hashem Mitzrayim ba'oniyot b'derech asher amarti lecha lo tosif od lirota. I'm going to bring you back to Egypt on ships in the pathway that I told you. Don't go back and see it. We came out of Egypt, and God says to us, "Ki asher ra'item et Mitzrayim hayom lo tosifu lirotam ad olam." You're not going to see it again. And here it says, God's taking you back. Rashi says, "Ba'aniyot b'sfinot b'shivya, b'sfinot shel shevi." Kach yachzir otanu Mitzrayim kavadim kishvuyim, etzanu mi'Mitzrayim kivnei chorim. המכה בעברתו כל בחורי מצרים ויוצא את עמו ישראל מתוכם לחירות עולם. וכאן כתוב that there's the day that's going to come, that we're going to go back in captivity to Mitzrayim כעבודם. בדרך אשר אמרתי לך לא יסוי סיף עוד לרויס, on the path that I told you you're not going to see it again. It emerges שסויב דובר כאן יהיה ביטול על יציאס מצרים עצמו. That's the final כללה. היא מכוונת להקות את השורש הראשון של כלל ישראל, את עצם הלידה של כלל ישראל. והשיבחה השם מצרים באוניות, היינו כשבויים כנגד ויוצא את עמו ישראל מתוכם לחירות עולם. משיבים אותנו לשם בשבי, כשבויים, כעבדים, ולא די בזה, אלא כפי שממשיך הפסוק, והתמכרתם שם לאויביך, לעבדים ולשפחות. We're going to be sold to our enemies as servants. ואין קונה, they're not even going to be interested, even as עבדים. That's the mamish opposite of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is mamish, we're free men, and now we're going back as slaves. They don't even want us. V'tmakartem sham lo yivecha l'avdim shvachot v'ein koneh. Obviously, this couldn't happen if Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't hanging in the air. Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt. Now we have no place. We're only temporary. We can even be sent back to Egypt. It's a terrible makkah, the last of the klalos. Moran of Rabbeinu said, "Lemisha yesh einaim lirot, misha mitbonen heitev beina pekicha, yireh hayom et hasimanim haboltim shel vitmakartem v'chulei, ve'ein koneh. Af echad lo mu'unyan b'chem." כך אמר רבנו. הכל פנים, זאת המכה הנוראה, המכה האמיתית. המכה על החומש שקיבלנו בתשעה באב. יציאת מצרים הוקטה, יציאת מצרים נשברה. כמו שנשתברו הלוחות בשבע עשר בתמוז, בתשעה באב נשברה יציאת מצרים. בעזרת השם, בשיעור הבא, בלי נדר, אנחנו נשלים את הדברים. We will finish, and I thank you so much for listening. And בלי נדר, we shall continue with part 2 next time. Shalom, shalom, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.